This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. In an extremely rare announcement following criticism by Russian military correspondents, the Defense Ministry said that 63 Russian servicemen were killed in an attack by Ukraine. It was the biggest loss of life reported by Moscow since President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops to invade last year. This after Russia continued its assault on Ukraine Sunday night with dozens of drones. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said Monday that 40 drones headed for Kyiv overnight. All of them were destroyed, according to air defenses. Klitschko said 22 drones were destroyed over Kyiv, 3 in the outlying Kyiv region, and 15 over neighboring provinces. Energy infrastructure facilities were damaged as the result of the attack, and an explosion occurred in one city district. It wasn't immediately clear whether that was caused by drones or other munitions. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The faithful are lining up at St. Peter's Basilica Monday to pay their respects to Pope Benedict, where he's lying in state. Olga Karaman is a mourner from Ukraine. When asked if this was an emotional experience for her, she said it was.
Definitely, yes. I had a thought, you know, the biggest wish that I would like for my family now is the war to stop. Yes, of course. And then if you're coming to such a place, something that you are asking for and praying for.
The 95-year-old retired pontiff died Saturday morning. Benedict was the first pope in 600 years to step down from his Vatican post. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. On Monday, Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on Taliban forces in Kabul. The militant group said on Telegram that Sunday's attack had killed 20 people and wounded 30. A spokesman for Afghanistan's Taliban-run Interior Ministry said that an explosion outside the military airport in Kabul caused multiple casualties. However, the Interior Ministry denied the casualty figures claimed by the Islamic State and said it would release the official death toll. Australia says a lack of detailed information from authorities in Beijing has prompted a move to mandate COVID-19 testing for people arriving from China. Officials in Canberra said the measure is in response to the significant wave of infections in China and the potential for emerging viral variants. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler addressed local media on Monday.
There's no restriction on travel from China. All we're asking is that there be a COVID test submitted before departure. But this is a modest, balanced measure in line with countries across North America, Europe, and Asia. Pretty much all of the countries to which we would usually compare ourselves have done something similar to what we've done or exactly what we've done. And we're confident it will give us that access to information that the World Health Organization has said is currently lacking.
The mandatory testing policy will come into force on January 5th. The Syrian military said Israeli missile strikes hit Damascus International Airport on Monday, putting it out of service. Additionally, the early morning strikes also hit targets in southern Damascus, killing 2 soldiers. Israel did not immediately comment on the strikes. Separatists in Cameroon's western regions are enforcing a 24-hour curfew, not allowing people on the streets or businesses to operate. The curfew was a response to President Paul Biya's New Year's Eve speech, in which he said rebel groups have been crushed by government troops. However, rebels posted on social media saying their fighters were enforcing the curfew to counter Biya's claim that the fighters were being defeated. The United States and South Korea are engaged in talks that could give Seoul a larger role in the operation of U.S. nuclear forces. This according to South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. In an interview published Monday in South Korea's Chosun Ilbo newspaper, Yoon said the discussion centered on joint planning and execution exercises with U.S. nuclear forces, an arrangement he said would have the same effect as nuclear sharing. U.S. officials did not confirm any such negotiations. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.